Today we celebrate the feast of a saint, a virgin and martyr, whose history, though not totally reliable, but according to some scholars, nevertheless gives us an inkling of why the Church decided to canonize her and to honor her, even to this day, with a sacred liturgy. Saint Christina of Bolsena. And of course, that in itself gives her a very central role in the history of the Church and of the Eucharist. Saint Christina was born at the end of the 3rd century. She was a pagan. Her father was a pagan and a priest of the heathen gods, whom he honored. He was very wealthy, and he bought many statues of silver and gold, and he gave them out to promote their faith. And it's interesting because one of the things that's important about having faith is that we need to promote that faith. So for those who say that the Church is not about evangelization or proselytism or whatever they want to call it, they are totally wrong. The purpose of the Church is to spread throughout the whole world, to convert every living soul. And so he wanted her to marry, she was only 11 at the time, he wanted her to marry another heathen. She refused. In the meantime, an angel of God appeared to her. He locked her up in a tower, and this was something that was very common in those days. We know that St. Barbara had the same fate, though a different end. He locked her up in a tower and put all the idols that he had in the tower with her. And then she prayed to God. She didn't know exactly to whom she was praying. The same thing with Abraham in the Old Testament. He prayed, but he didn't know exactly to whom he was praying. He did not yet know God. And so an angel of God appeared to her and taught her the gospel, the truth about Jesus Christ. So he basically taught her the catechism. And of course, she immediately became at will. There was no priest to baptize her or anything. There are other ways that God has chosen at times, in particular, the baptism by blood, which takes the place of the regular baptism which we receive. And so the father came back, and in the meantime, she had taken all the idols and smashed them to pieces and throw them out the window, where, because of their value, I'm sure the peasants around there picked all the gold and silver up and sold it. So there was nothing left when the father came back, and he wondered what happened to all the idols. And she told him that she had converted to the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He grew furious at her and took her to the tribunal. And then she was tortured in all kinds of ways. Among them, she was tortured by being tied to a wheel, and the wheel was hung on top of a fire, and it was turned around so that she would burn. Her body burned, but she did not die. So they threw her in the dungeon, and at that time, Jesus sent the angel back to her, and he healed her immediately. And of course, they're all dumbfounded by how this happened. Eventually, she converted 300 pagans to the faith, and then, as usual, the sword was the final blow, and whether they cut her head off or just went through her heart, they killed her with the sword. And this was around the year 300. Her sanctuary, her basilica, St. Christina of Bolsena, is where the priest from Prague came to celebrate Mass. And as he was saying Mass, he doubted the reality of the Eucharist. And at that moment, the host began to bleed. And this was one of the last straws that led to the Pope proclaiming, as our Lord had asked, the Feast of Corpus Christi. And of course, that has been immortalized by the wisdom and knowledge of St. Thomas Aquinas. And so, St. Christina is very central to the history of the Church and of the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is the center of our faith, and the center of our being. And that's why when you see people that say they believe and then they are irreverent and very lackadaisical about the Eucharist, and those who could go to Mass every day and don't because they rather watch the morning show or whatever it is, then it just shows you that their faith is as deep as their skin, and that's not good. So today we particularly pray to St. Christina of Bolsena for the conversion of all Catholics who say they believe but do not practice their belief. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.